18th of October, Kuru, where the Satipatthana Sutta was delivered, near Delhi, with Nina, Sarah, Sukhin, Jonathan, Azita, and Maeve.
Because he said that truthfulness is such a difficult parami, to be really sincere and truthful, because you may mislead yourself.
So what's the purpose of studying and listening to the teachings and realities? When there is understanding of reality, can that be wrong path?
I think he would say it's very difficult for him to know whether it's right or wrong.
It's not the word that we try to say, whether it's wrong or right path, but it's the understanding of reality. Whenever there is the understanding of reality, can we say that that is wrong or wrong path? So it's not just the word to say whether it's wrong or right.
Can we say it's just conditioned thinking? Thinking conditioned by whatever little pariyatti understanding we have.
It depends on what one know about pariyatti. Pariyatti is not the word, but right. Pariyatti is the teachings which help one to understand reality which is now appearing.
Right, and whatever appears now conditions thinking, and it may be just a vague understanding and then just some thought about what it is, and we just think about identify it as wrong view or whatever, but it's just in the end just thinking.
When it's right, even it's vague, it's right. For example, when there is the understanding that this moment right now is Dhamma with a characteristic of a reality, that cannot be wrong because it's true.
But it has to appear to Sati, a characteristic.
That moment of thinking is right thinking.
It can be right thinking.
Yeah. So that's why there should be the understanding of moment with Satipatthana and without Satipatthana. Otherwise, it's just talking about the four. Satipatthana without developing Satipatthana, because not understanding the characteristic of Satipatthana.
So is this why you sometimes say that it's better to know the difference between Nama and Rupa?
To understand the different characteristics. One which cannot experience anything is here and now, the visible object cannot understand anything. But we don't have to think inward at all. Just getting used to the characteristic as a reality.
As a reality.
That's all.
And it's gone.
And here we are in Kuru, where the Satipatthana Sutta was taught, but really all the suttas are about the
right.
Teaching of Satipatthana.
Yeah. Because it's not just to hear or to think, but it's to direct experience too.
Could we say that it is because of this particular sutta that it has made it easier to understand other suttas?
I think that it's called Satipatthana because everything is Satipatthana. No matter kaya, vedana, citta or dhamma. And there are dhamma right now, Satipatthana right now. So Satipatthana sutta includes
everything
which is real. Yeah.
When I asked a question about Adisila and you said Adisila is Satipatthana, does that mean that Adichitta and Adipanya are also Satipatthana?
So at the same time, because there cannot be Adisila without Adichitta.
Adichitta and Adipanya
right.
Must be together.
But we can see the difference between moment with Satipatthana. That is, if it is different from other moments, that's why it is Adisila, Adichitta, and Adipanya, by direct awareness.
Okay, the comment that I heard on the tape earlier that I mentioned is, when there is a kusala, there can be awareness of a kusala. A kusala has to arise in order to abstain from it, and that is Adisila. And my question was, but all akusala is sila, not just awareness of akusala.
We are talking about akusala citta, but even akusala citta arises, right awareness can follow and, okay. Yeah, and be aware.
So this was just an example, not...
Yes. Something like that. I don't know what precedes this.
Yes. And higher wisdom can really see the danger of akusala, impossible just by following rules. So impossible just by following...
Depends on what level of panya. Because for the person who is developing right understanding to become a sotapanna, no time to know whether that is kusala or akusala, because the manasikara or panya attending to just the characteristic of nama, which is no self. Yeah. Lopa is there, but no attention to lopa as lopa, but as a reality, just a reality.
And when you said adisila and indriya samvara sila, the same here, you mean when it is satipatthana?
It can be fulfilled at moment of lokutra to be atisila, aticitta, and adipanya. But before that, there must be moment of developing too.
So, knowing metta as metta is also adisila?
As the self.
Is that adisila?
When it is satipatthana. Okay. It's much more than just knowing by word or by thinking. So one can see the moment of being directly aware.
Of metta as a dhamma only.
Yeah. Ajahn, you said lopa is there, but it is not known as lopa. It is known as a dhamma. Could you explain?
Because you see that person doesn't yet know the characteristic of nama and rupa yet so clearly. And reality arises and falls away so fast, even its lopa. But the characteristic of not my lopa, not myself, but just a reality. Yeah. So panya at that level just attain the characteristic of nama. Even its lopa, it doesn't mind at all whether what it is, lopa or dosa. Just that characteristic of nama is there, to know that it's not self, just a reality.
When one says lopa is to be known not as lopa but as a nama, that...
No attention to the characteristic of lopa as lopa. Okay. Mm. Whether there is what kind of vedana things are. For example, this is hard. Mm. Do we have to say anything because hardness arises and falls away before we can measure hardness, whether it's this level or that level? But the panya just beginning to attend to the characteristic of no self in that. That's all. In order to being able to penetrate the characteristic of nama from rupa, so it can appear without doubt, without avicca at all.
I can understand at a very intellectual level why that is important, but I think my intuitive view, which is not correct, is that lopa should be known as lopa rather than as...
When it's known as lopa, there would be shame of lopa, because at that moment there is already understood the lopa as anama. Better than that, deeper than that, subtle than that, it can see lopa as very... That can be shame. But at that level, there's shame of not knowing lopa as nama yet. That's why before we coming to be Sakatakami or Anagami, there must be the understanding of reality, no matter whether it's lopa or dosa or anything. Nobody can change, but the attention is just there, which beginning to know or to get closer to the characteristic of nama as a reality.
And is this the same sort of thing as saying that lopa has to be known as a dhamma?
Everything. We say dhamma, but it's nama.
Nama, that's
see?
Right. But that's basically what we're getting at, that it is seeing dhammas, that the understanding of dhammas as dhammas.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So the understanding of dhammas as dhammas,
yes.
There are many levels of knowing that.
Otherwise there must be arahata.
That's the beginning level. Mm-hmm.
For example, we are talking about nama and dhamma now, but it depends on whether panya arises with satipatthana or not, or when it arises, it's just at the beginning, or it's more advanced, to understand quicker. Yes. See, it depends.
So back to Adisila. So Adisila is not a reference to Sila as we know it.
Because that is the self who has Sila, but this is the understanding of reality. So it's much better by seeing even the moment of akusla instead of letting comes through the body and speech and know.
Yes, that's why I brought the example of metta, because metta is not akusla. And yet knowing it is not like the normal sense of sila when it's in reference to akusala. So adisila means more than just sila.
Certainly, that's why there is the prefix adi sila, adi
citta. It is to do with
understanding and direct awareness
and purification.
So soon, everything's there. little by little.
This morning I was reading my small book about Paticca Samuppada, and when I'm reading I think, well, this seems easy enough, one follows another. So why is it so difficult to understand? I mean, I can understand ignorance conditions this,
okay.
Vijnana conditions
yeah,
this. I mean,
okay.
When I'm reading through it, it appears this all is right, not so right. hard to understand.
All
so
right.
why...
Now there is akusala citta. Okay. Should we talk about avicca, which condition this akusala citta? So we begin with anything. It doesn't mean that there must be avicca and then later sankhara. But we can talk about avicca, and we know avicca arises with each akusala. And when we talk about akusala, we know that there is avicca as conditions. We have to talk one by one at a time, but they go together, arise together.
So each part of that
is there.
It needs to be delved in more closely.
It's there. It's there, depending on whether you talk about patsa. Because you see, when it's akusala citta, there must be patsa. We don't have to wait so that we will talk about patsa, but we can talk about patsa. So that's why we will talk about avicca, condition, sankhara, and then the other way, from here to there, from there to here, see. Or in the middle, even right now, there is patsa, which condition, tanha or lopa.
So I could go back and try reading it and putting it in the now moment.
I think that the understanding of realities, whenever you read whatever, you understand. But when there is no understanding about reality so well, we have doubt about this subject, Paticcasamuppada or Noble Truth and so on. But when there is the understanding of realities, no doubt. No matter we talk about this subject or other subject, the same thing must be realities.
Mr. Chin, I was listening to some tapes from another trip to India. And I think actually, Jonathan, it might have been yourself that asked a question about studying Abhidharma, and someone had said how much you needed to study Abhidharma. And you had asked people listening, do you understand Dhamma? Just Dhamma?
Just one word.
Just one word. And that really struck me as being a different way of studying to how I had been thinking about studying Abhidharma, which was like to, maybe you're talking a little bit about this, Azita, to try and learn all the different things and to have the intellectual understanding, but now I think that you're not saying that.
No, not at all.
A little bit, if it's understood deeply, is more important.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because you see that people think that Abhidharma is the book about cittas and jetasikas.
Yes.
They don't know that study Abhidharma is right now.
Yes.
And when we talk about Dhamma, one should know what Dhamma is. And when aware, one can know Dhamma. If they don't know that now, this moment, they don't study Abhidharma.
Yes.
They study the word, the text,
yes.
but not reality.
Yes.
So that is not study Dhamma at all.